This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Staff from three U.S. House of Representatives committees at the center of an impeachment inquiry involving President Donald Trump and Ukraine are scheduled to hold a closed-door deposition Thursday with Kurt Volker. Volker was the U.S. envoy to Ukraine before resigning last week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Kurt Volker resigned last week after being asked to testify to Congress about the whistleblower complaint, which says that President Trump in July prodded Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for an investigation of Joe Biden and his son. The complaint says Volker met in Kiev with Zelensky and other Ukrainian political figures one day after that July 25th phone call, providing advice on how to navigate President Trump's demands.
That was AP's Jackie Quinn. Questions are likely to focus on Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, in connection with the allegations. The United States has won a record $7.5 billion award over illegal European Union subsidies to airline builder Airbus. This is the largest arbitration award the World Trade Organization has ever handed out to a complaining party. As part of the penalty against the EU, the U.S. will start imposing stiff tariffs on a wide range of European goods exported to the U.S. Iraqi security forces used tear gas and fired live bullets early Thursday to disperse protesters on the third day of anti-government demonstrations in Baghdad. Since the protests began on Tuesday, clashes have left at least 9 people dead and hundreds more injured. Demonstrators are unhappy with poor government services and corruption, like this man. He says, "We gave them a chance for a year, and then 2 years they kept putting us down." This is VOA News.